Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to understanding the complex stuff happening around us.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're tackling something that probably gets under everyone's skin at some point, those administrative processes, you know, the paperwork, the bureaucracy.
Oh, absolutely. It's a universal pain point.
And we've got some great material to unpack today. It's a really sharp blog post from Rob Van Linde. He's a Dutch expert in agility, digital stuff, AI.
Right. He knows his stuff.
Dated today, September 15th, 2025. And he describes this bureaucratic maze he hit in Germany. So our mission.
Let's dig in.
Yeah, let's unpack what he saw, the bigger issues he's pointing to, and, well, what it tells us about where we really are with digital transformation, not just in Germany, but, you know, everywhere.
It's a fantastic case study, actually, because Rob's story, even though it's set in Germany, dealing with their employment agency.
Yeah.
It just resonates, doesn't it? We see these kinds of roadblocks, this friction in institutions all over the world, public sector, private sector sometimes too.
Yeah.
And the irony is just stark. We're living in this age of like amazing AI, cloud everything, incredible online tools.
Right.
And yet we're still dealing with these clunky manual steps that feel like they're from another era. It shows this huge gap, this disconnect between the tech we have and how some basic systems actually work.
So let's get specific. Let's unpack this exact frustration Rob ran into. He's dealing with the German Employment Agency.
Okay.
And you think Germany, you think, I don't know, efficiency, right? High tech.
You would think so.
But his reality was, download a PDF form. Okay, fine. But then print it out physically, then fill it in by hand, then scan it back into the computer, and only then upload it.
Wow.
It's this ridiculous paper chase. And he's asking quite rightly, where's the famous digitalization?
Mm-hmm.
Especially now when AI and proper online forms are, as he says, long been the norm.
You can just feel the frustration.
Yeah, boiling off the screen.
And it should be frustrating. Look, this isn't just, oh, a small hassle.
Yeah.
This specific loop print, fill, scan, upload, it's a major block.
House.
It kills efficiency, obviously.
Yeah.
But it also tanks user satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect example of fake digitalization, not real transformation.
Fake digitalization.
Yeah, the agency might think they're digital. Look, the form's a PDF. You can upload it.
Right.
But they're forcing the user, you, to be this expensive, error-prone go-between.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the work the system should handle automatically.
Acting as the scanner and the data entry person.
Exactly. And it's not just this one form. Mm-hmm. It points to a much bigger systemic problem in how these places update their workflows. Or rather, how they don't. It just erodes trust, makes them seem totally out of touch.
Okay, so it's more than just wasted time. What other costs did Rob flag? Are we just talking ink and paper, or is it deeper?
Oh, it's much deeper, yes.
Yeah.
He mentions the ink and paper.
Which, for an unemployment agency, seems particularly tone-deaf, asking potentially struggling people to spend money on that.
Precisely. That's a very valid point he makes. But the really brilliant insight, I think, is when he talks about the cost and a lot of nerves.
Verves, yeah.
That's not just a casual comment. It highlights the emotional toll, the psychological hit these awful systems have on people.
The stress, the confusion.
Exactly. Feeling ignored, feeling like the system doesn't value your time. It makes you think the whole institution is just lagging behind.
Yeah.
And this emotional cost, it's huge.
How so?
Because it directly hits things like civic engagement, public trust. If you make interacting with the government painful, people just disengage. Their faith in the whole system drops.
And he also mentioned the software itself, right? Adobe Acrobat.
Yes, another great point, the cost. He says the prices are quite high, often needing a subscription.
Which not everyone has or can afford.
Right, especially if you're dealing with, say, unemployment. And his point about Adobe being completely cloud-based now just adds to the irony. It's this extra barrier, financial and technical, that just shouldn't be there in 2025 if you need to fill out an official form.
That really lands the point about trust. We've all had that moment staring at some form thinking, why? Why is this so hard? But what's cool about Rob's story is he didn't just fume silently.
No, yeah.
He actually did something. He wrote directly to the agency.
Which takes guts.
And the subject line, bang on, PDF files as forms are no longer appropriate, just tells it like it is.
Love it.
So what do you make of him then going on to mention his background? You know, saying he's certified in digital transformation, digital leadership, product innovation, all from back in 2020.
Yeah.
He even gave them a link to his certificates page as proof. What's that about? Why do that?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not just some random person complaining.
He's establishing credibility.
Exactly. He's an informed citizen, acting as essentially a pro bono consultant.
Hmm.
He's saying, look, I'm not just griping. I actually understand this stuff. I know solutions exist. And here's my proof.
Hmm.
It really throws a spotlight on the pace of change, or lack thereof, in some public bodies. Think about it. An expert in digital innovation feels the need to explain basic digital principles to a government agency in 2025.
It highlights a big gap.
A huge gap between what's possible and what's happening on the ground. And it also shows how important user feedback is, especially informed feedback, like Rob's.
You think they'd listen?
Well, they should. Institutions often get stuck, right? Mm. Legacy systems, fear of change, maybe just inertia.
Sure.
So when an expert user says, hey, here's the problem and here's how you could fix it, that's incredibly valuable. It's like a free consultation. It shouldn't be seen as just another complaint.
It's a resource.
Absolutely. And it shows that we, as citizens, especially knowledgeable ones, can actually help push for the changes we need.
And speaking of pushing for change, Rob didn't stop at criticism. He laid out a vision for how it should work.
Yes, he did.
And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. He talks about a truly digital approach.
The right way to do it.
He pictures online forms you can just fill out right there on the screen. Mouse, cursor, type it in, save your progress as you go.
Simple, intuitive.
And the key part, the data goes straight into a database. Instantly available to the right employee. No printing, no scanning, no retyping data from a piece of paper.
Seamless, as it should be.
A proper flow of information.
Exactly. That's genuine digital transformation in action. You need forms designed with a modern user interface, the UI, how it looks and feels.
Right.
And crucially, a user-friendly experience of the UX. How easy and, frankly, pleasant it is to use.
And the benefits go way beyond just saving time and hassle.
Oh, massively. Yes, it saves time, money, and, as Rob said, nerves. But think bigger.
Okay.
Data accuracy goes way up. You eliminate all those errors from someone trying to read handwriting or reeking scanned info.
Good point.
Processing times get slashed. Things move much faster. Imagine the impact on agency backlogs.
Huge.
Instead of an employee getting a scan they had to manually process, the data arrives structured, maybe even pre-validated. Instantly searchable.
So the staff can do more useful things.
Precisely. It frees up public servants to focus on the complex stuff that actually needs a human brain, not just tedious data entry. It's genuinely a win-win. Happier citizens, more efficient agencies, less stressed employees.
It sounds so obvious when you put it like that, yet clearly it's a struggle for many institutions. Why is it so hard to take the leap when the tech is there? Is it the tech itself? Or the culture, something else.
Yeah, that's the big question. And it's almost never really about the technology itself. The kinds of solutions Rob is talking about, they've been around stable for years.
So what is it then?
It's usually, well, cultural and organizational stuff. Ingrained habits. We've always done it this way.
Inertia.
Inertia, fear of change, maybe a lack of strong leadership, driving the digital vision. Sometimes it's funding, sure. But often it's about how the funding is used. Or are they just patching old systems or truly reimagining the workflow?
Prioritizing internal ways over the user experience.
Often, yes. It takes a real mindset shift from being process focused to being user focused and being willing to actually dismantle and rebuild things, which, you know, can feel risky for big bureaucracies.
Right.
Which brings us back to Rob's main point, his sort of overarching message.
Yeah.
It's urgent, he says. It is time for us as a society, and especially our institutions, to rethink processes and finally take the leap into the digital age.
Couldn't agree more.
And he stresses, this is critical now, in 2025, a time when digital tools, even AI, are just part of everyday life. It's not about adopting some fancy new thing. It's about catching up to reality.
The reality of how we do everything else.
Exactly. Online banking, booking flights, shopping.
Right.
We expect convenience and efficiency there. Why not from our public services?
It's a fair demand. And like you said, this isn't just Germany. It's not just employment agencies.
No way.
Rob's experience is like a mirror, isn't it? It gives you, listening right now, a way to look at the services in your own area.
Hmm. Think about it.
Your local council, maybe your doctor's office, even businesses you deal with. Are they truly digital? Or are they still making you do the print, fill, scan dance in 2025?
It's a good question to ask.
It's a really useful benchmark for our own lives, and it should make us ask why. Why do these inefficient systems stick around when better ways clearly exist? It's more than just annoying. It says something about how responsive our institutions are.
Well said.
So, wrapping up this deep dive, Rob Van Linde's story, his run-in with the system, it's such a clear, relatable snapshot, isn't it? Shows that gap between what technology can do and the reality on the ground in administration.
A very vivid snapshot.
And it's a powerful reminder. Real digitalization isn't just about buying software. It's about fundamentally rethinking how things are done, with the user, the citizen, truly at the center.
Designing systems that respect people. Their time, their money.
Our nerves.
And their nerves, absolutely. Moving beyond just sticking old paper forms online as PDFs and actually using digital tools to make things genuinely seamless and efficient.
For everyone involved.
For everyone. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener.
Okay.
Thinking about Rob's experience here in 2025, what specific print, fill, scan nightmares might you still be facing in your own life? At work, dealing with agencies, what process is just screaming out for a proper digital overhaul?
Making it personal.
Yeah. And maybe the bigger question, how can we as informed citizens, channeling a bit of Rob's proactive spirit, encourage these institutions to really catch up, to go beyond just talking about digital and actually do it in a way that makes sense for users in the modern age?
It's about awareness, but also about demanding better, isn't it?
It really is. It's about collectively pushing for the kinds of systems that truly serve us effectively. Something to think about.